in history.
Sorry, guys.
The next one is 1970s, which for some of us was
what were you doing
back
with a donkey at school? I don't know.
Yeah, it was a very weird time. I was angry. And your
parents
must
probably
be very
told you
tired
all
about it, and you went, "Wow, that's yeah, mom, dad."
Okay,
that was
so you're
weird,
feeling a little disheartened by
your
dad. Now you have to put
your
that all in perspective
here
with what's going on in your
can
in
I
your
ask
life
you
now.
So how did you marry those?
Was there any
what did you guys
inspiration
deal with
for this disheartenment?
Well, I think that it definitely was a challenge.
Definitely not with my parents.
I mean,
okay,
I have a good relationship, but confusing for our cast and our audience as well. So we had to make sure that the storyline becomes very clear. But we are actors, and
there's someone that
overcame that challenge, and I think the hard work definitely
like
will
deserve
show
so
off
mm-hmm
when the audience comes to see it.
Okay.
And I think mm-hmm that
and,
definitely made us.
Warren,
a
what
are
you? What did you do?
Okay, I have a quick question. Do you, the original
things,
play
I mean,
was
I've,
in 1972. Do you guys have the same types of costumes
before
that are
I've
reflective of 72, or do you update them for contemporary? But you got to be the guy who's putting people down.
No, I've drawn.
Well, I mean the costumes are very different. They don't really reflect any.
I've
no, I'm sorry. They reflect the 70s,
okay,
whether you
okay
like it or not.
Okay, well, I don't know about that.
Okay. Okay. Now, I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha.
Yeah,
I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her what
so you
her
did
role
keep
is in this.
Pretty much what
yeah
the,
play
what Bob Fosse was trying to do back
yeah
then.
Yeah,
all right, all right. And Jack, you're the tech guy. So what and stagecraft and stuff. The environment. What did you guys build as far as the environment out there that these players are going to accept as their setting,
of course.
Well, I'm not in charge.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
I think it reflects Pippin in a great way. It's
why
it's got lights inside of it. It's very
cool.
It's very out there as a set.
There you go.
It's one of the most complex ones we've ever built. And spins and it's all,
there you go.
You know,
and now we have a whole other
okay
plot,
and
that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada. So Taylor, or
really
Ms. Fastrada, what is the deal with
the
you and Charlemagne?
Okay.
You guys have a good relationship?
Lots of fog.
Lots of fog. Okay,
probably
so we're kind
of
going into
wife,
the
so
ether.
Stepmother.
Okay,
I've
got to do a quick commercial
yes
break,
Lewis,
and we'll be back
yes
with more
so
of the cast of Pippin right after these
make
messages.
Make Lewis the king, and so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Probably, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got magic here.
What's going
I can't,
on.
We had to do
I'm
magic to get 11 people in this room.
Gotcha.
This is really cool, though. This is
now
exactly how
Taylor
I envisioned we would do this way, 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 way back in September when we put the radio station together. Having a group of folks from Huntington Central here to talk about Pippin.
How far are you going on
and
that?
So you're listening to Good Morning Huntington, and I am Big C, and I got a whole
halfway
bunch of people
okay
here to talk about
the
production
that
that's going to take place on March 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 o'clock at Huntington Central. There's also a special
teaser. I love those. Okay.
Stay tuned. We're going to talk to all the cast, 11 people here. To learn
yeah
about Pippin,
it was fairly
I learned
strong
a lot about the show
in the original.
So I want to thank you all for being in here. I also
so
want to thank Superintendent Steffner for giving me the ability to have
we are a high
you folks come in.
Okay. So it's not going to be to the extent
and her buy-in
okay
and being an
good
advocate of this is super.
And then I got
and
Catherine
his interline as well, who is in charge
right
of the production. It's a pleasure to have her. So
now that
let's get started. We have a lot of people here. We're going to
there's a reason for everything.
So I'm turning off the mic so everybody be quiet. Until you speak. There we
what,
go. I got a left.
Think about the future
sir
between you
I am
and
Warren
Pippin.
Dennis,
you got this guy who's
okay
been
Charlemagne
oof for a while.
Hi,
now.
I'm Taylor Beckman,
all
these and
different
I play
things,
Fastrada.
And somehow,
okay, what are you two? Warren,
he,
what's what
he makes
are
a decision at the
I'm
end
a
to be with you
senior
all.
And I'm a junior.
How's it going to work out?
Hi, I'm Caitlin.
I think
Kai, and I play
in the
Bertha
end of the show,
okay
everyone
Bertha
involved is going
okay
to find in
hi,
one way or another
Abbas
what they
I'm
were
a senior,
for
and I'm playing
the
leading player.
Well, we got a lot of
upperclassmen
here.
Hi,
okay
I'm
like
Steve
somehow
Howick, I think it'll all work out.
I'm a senior, and I'm playing Catherine.
Everyone.
Okay,
mm-hmm
Catherine.
Hi, I'm Sarah Jennings. I'm a senior, and I'm
that's
one of the directors.
It's a little light. Can you hear a little more about what your vision is there?
I'm a senior, and I'm the student technical director.
Yeah, what do you see?
Okay.
Is it a long-term relationship? Is he just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find something
somebody else
lying in the
Hi, I'm Kara Hedlund. I'm a senior, and I'm the other student director
for a while.
But what is he doing? You want to introduce yourself? No? What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
He wants to say. I think he realizes in the end, everything.
Okay, and again, I want to thank you so much for giving me the ability to do this.
This
is exactly what we had hoped for. Getting the community, getting the kids
why is
in
it
here
that you're going
to talk about the show is
like
super. All right, let's get started. Let's start with the directors, Kara and Sarah. Can you somebody give a little synopsis about this? Because I had to learn all this.
Actually,
pay attention to this show until now. Tell us a little bit about what we're going
to
see when we get there at 8 on Monday.
Yeah, like I don't know.
The show is about Pippin, who is the eldest son of King Charlemagne.
Barriers, you know, like
he's the next in line
sex,
to be king,
and, we've experienced,
and he's looking for something
you know,
fulfilling
love,
in his life.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to find something that will make his life
of
worth
husband
living.
And wife, so it's not,
and so he tries a lot of different things
unexpected,
to kind of
so
find
I,
that. And meanwhile, the leading
okay,
players
and you
kind of manipulating
tapped
the storyline and
concerns,
bringing him on his path.
Did your world? You've been worldly. You've got. You've seen everything you need to see, and so now you're happy with just kind of now going through life on the adult.
I gave these guys a lot of questions.
Boring
because I was
and
kind
it's
of
a big
eventful.
Test, right?
Yeah. Okay.
one of the things that I saw about this that I thought
okay.
was remarkable. And
all
I
right, we're
going to
take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music.
I saw this,
and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit.
Oh my goodness,
it's out of control here.
Going into adulthood.
All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
As directors, how are you getting the best
out of Pippin cast in here?
What things were you doing to
get back to more relationships
and get the
and all that now? I got my man Warren
I don't know,
here,
like,
Charlemagne.
We, like, direct
hi.
Them, we tell them to think about something that will make them feel emotion.
And
like,
Pippin, what's the deal with you two?
Well, for example,
well,
with Pippin,
my son,
high school is really a time
of
finding yourself
throne,
and
sent him off
figuring out what you want
to
do. A lot of people are starting to think about college, what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So with Damien, a lot of the times we'll ask him to think about that,
and
that really helps him get
into pay attention to anyone else.
Okay. Damien, you agree with that? Does that work for you, or you just say whatever?
Oh no, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, life is all about finding yourself and you know, being comfortable with who you are, and that's the story of Pippin. You know, he's trying to you know, find this corner of the sky and like be comfortable with himself, and he's like
that's basically
fitting himself into
every
nook and cranny, but it's hard sometimes. So
yeah, and we go through a number of trials and tribulations. One of them happens to be
so you're trying to reach out to your
well,
get back
to your father. Notice
the other thing I saw about this particular production is that you guys have to basically transform time period. And one of them
I worked my butt off at school.
Very distant.
And you know,
what were you doing with a donkey at school
way back
then?
Yeah, right.
You know, all you did was hear about that in history.
That donkey
the next
must be
one
very
is
tired.
1970s, which for some of us was way
okay.
Back.
So you're feeling a little disheartened by
and it was a very weird time
dad
here.
Can I ask
you? And your parents probably told you all about it, and you went, "Wow, that's
yeah, mom, dad, that was pretty weird."
And now you have to put that all in perspective with what's going on in your life now. So how do you marry those three? What did you guys deal with?
Well, I think that
you know,
it definitely was a challenge because with the three time periods, it could be confusing for our cast and our audience as well. So we had to make sure that the storyline becomes very clear.
And,
but we are
Warren,
actors,
what are you? What did you draw off
of? Of course, we overcame that challenge, and I think the hard work definitely will show off when the audience comes to see it. And I think that definitely made us a better cast.
Okay, I have a quick question. The original play was in 1972. Do you guys have the same types of costumes that are reflective of 72, or do you update them for contemporary?
Helped me prepare for my character.
Well, I mean, the costumes.
Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha.
They don't really
I didn't quite understand where she fit in.
Sorry,
so
reflect
tell me a little bit about what her
like it or not.
Okay, well,
in this,
I don't
in
know.
This play.
About
that.
Okay.
I play Pippin's grandmother.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're very extravagant. They definitely don't represent what we wear today.
Okay, so you did keep pretty much what Bob Fosse was trying to do back then. Okay, all right. And Jack, you're the tech guy, so.
Yeah, everybody does that.
I sing all the time at home.
What did you guys
actually
build as far as the environment?
What did you do to him to make Warren to make him such a ruthless
individual?
Well, I'm
you're
not a,
you're as
mom, right?
My, how'd you do that my to me, co, mom? I guess, co-chief of crew would be Ryan well, Bailey. He built the set. I guess and it's, I think it's one of the best sets we've ever built, if not the best set we've ever built. It's very well built. Very. Okay. I think it reflects Pippin in a great way. It's
why?
All,
there
it's
you
got
go.
Lights inside.
And now we have a whole other
it's very
plot.
Out there
and that's Vastrata. And Taylor is Vastrata.
One of the most complex ones we've ever built.
So Taylor or Ms. Vastrata. You know, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne?
Okay.
You guys having
effects,
a good relationship or what?
Effects, like
probably not. I'm actually his second wife,
like
right.
So I'm
really
stepmother. And I have a son of my own,
yes.
Lewis.
Okay, yes.
And so and my goal
lots
in life
of
is
lots
to
of fog. Okay, so we're kind of going into the ether.
If you that goal.
Okay, I got to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more
probably, yeah.
of the cast of Pippin mm-hmm. right after. Mm-hmm. Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or are you just
kind of? I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor, the Fosse production.
We got magic here. I can't. We had to do magic to get 11 people in this room. This is really cool, though. This is exactly how I envisioned we would do this way, 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 way back in September when we put the radio station together.
Halfway? Okay. We're having a group of folks from Hunterdon Central here to talk about Pippin. And so you're listening to Good Morning Hunter, and I am Big C.
Ah,
a teaser. A whole bunch of people here to talk about the production that's going to take place on March 8th. 9th and 10th at 7 o'clock at Hunterdon Central.
It was fairly
there's also a special show we'll talk about for senior citizens. So,
so
stay tuned.
Like
we're
going
to talk to all the cast, 11 people here.
PG-13.
Yeah,
to learn about Pippin and
okay.
So a lot about the show. So I want to thank you all for being
and
here.
And then
I also want to thank Superintendent Steffner for
giving me
the ability to have you folks.
Now that, see now, Freud will say there's a reason for everything.
This is super.
Sorry about that.
And Ms. Enterline is who is in charge of the production.
What do you think about the
it's a pleasure to have her. So
you
let's get started. We have a lot of people here. We're
going
to introduce them all. So I'm turning up
now.
The mic. So
doing
everybody
all
be
these
quiet.
Different things.
Until
and
you somehow.
There we go. I got all the laughs already.
He makes a decision at the
hi,
end
I'm
to
Warren
be with
Dennis.
You all.
I Warren? Play Charlemagne.
How's it going to work
okay.
out?
Okay, Charlemagne.
I think like in the
hi,
end of the
I'm
show,
Taylor Backman, and I play Vastrata.
Okay, what are you two? Warren, what grade are you in?
I am a senior.
Senior.
And I'm a junior.
Junior. Okay.
Like somehow I think it'll all work out in the end for everyone.
Okay,
Bertha.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Abbas. I'm a
it's
senior, and I'm playing the lead player.
It's a little light.
Can you
give me
a little more about
what your vision is there?
Hi, I'm Seton Helwig.
I'm a senior.
Yeah, what do you see?
Well.
Is it a long-term relationship? Is he just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I'm lying in the road, and I think I went through enough trouble to get him.
Okay, Jack.
For a while.
But what does he think?
And I'm playing Pippin.
You're a man. What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
He wants to stay. I think he realizes.
Hi, I'm Kara Hedlund. I'm a senior, and I'm the other senior.
It's not what you're doing.
Okay, Ms. Why
is that,
do you
want
to introduce yourself? No?
Hi, I'm Mrs. Enterline. I'm the director
cool
of the
with?
Show. And
no, why is it that you're going to stay? Okay, and again, I want to thank you so much for giving me the ability to do this. This is exactly what we had hoped for, getting the community, getting the kids in here to talk about the show.
Too many women. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady.
Somebody give me a little synopsis about this, because I had to
yeah,
learn
like,
all this.
Know, just,
even though I grew up in the 70s, I didn't actually pay attention to this this show until now. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to see when we get there on March 8th.
Sure.
The
show is
expectations
about
of husband
who is
and
the
wife,
eldest son
so
of
not,
King Charlemagne.
There won't be anything
he's
unexpected,
the next in line
so I can't imagine
king,
not working out.
And he's looking for something
and you've
fulfilling in his
life. Tapped all of your
he's
concerns.
Trying to find
you've did your world. You've been worldly. You've got. You've seen everything you need to see. And so now you're happy. With just
kind of
going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah
just trying to lead up to the grand finale.
Okay, now.
All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music.
Test, right?
And we'll be talking more with these folks. And
one of the things that I saw.
Oh, my goodness.
It's out of control here.
Is remarkable. I don't know if
all right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ms. Enterline was.
All right, we got
this.
I saw this in here.
And
we're going
to
get back to more relationships and
young
adults, and all that now.
Going into adulthood.
I got my man Warren here
as directors.
How are you getting the best out of
Warren,
these performers? What things were you doing
Pippin
to
what's
get
the deal
the,
with you
the best out of them and get
well,
the best
Pippin's
performance?
Well, Pippin's my son.
Yes.
And he He's next in line for the throne. I don't know, like, whenever we, like, direct them, we tell them to think about something that will make them feel that emotion.
Like?
He would be a fit ruler.
Well, for example, with Pippin, high school is really a time of finding yourself and figuring out what you want to do. A lot of people are starting to think about college, what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So with Damien, a lot of the times we'll ask him to think about that, and that really helps him get into the character.
Live up to what I see as, like...
Damien, you agree with that? Does that work for you, or you just say, whatever?
Oh, no, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, life is all about finding yourself and being comfortable with who you are, and that's the story of Pippin. You know, he's trying to, you know, find this corner of the sky and, like,
yeah, so you're trying to reach out to make your father notice you? Is that the deal?
Yeah, right.
And we go through a number of trials and tribulations.
Sorry, guys. I worked my butt off at school.
The other thing I saw about doing with the donkey at production was that you have to basically transcend the language time period. And one of them is
very tired,
very distant.
Okay, so you're feeling a little disheartened by
your dad. Hear about that in history.
Can I ask if you drew upon
The next one is 1970s, which for some of us was way back, and it was a very weird time. I was okay. So, your parents probably told you all about it, and you went, "Wow, that's mom, dad, that was pretty weird." And now you have to put that all in perspective with what's going on in your life now. So, how do you marry those three? What did you guys deal with?
Well, I think that it definitely was a challenge because for the three time period it could be confusing for our cast and our audience as well, so we had to make sure that the storyline becomes very clear, but we are actors, and of course we're going to be that as well.
Yeah, but you got to be the guy who's
putting
people out.
And I think the hard work definitely will show off when the audience comes to see it, and I think that definitely made us a better cast.
Okay, I have a quick question. The original play was from, and I had to do some digging, Caitlin.
You guys have the same type of
I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
Well, I mean, the costumes are very different. Mm-hmm. They don't really reflect any.
Well, I'm sorry, they reflect the 70s, whether you like it or not.
Okay, well, I don't know about that. Okay, I give him some. Yeah, they're very extravagant. Nope. They definitely
song,
don't
of course.
Represent.
Yeah, everybody does that. I sing all the time at home.
What Love Fosse
was trying to do back then.
What did you do to him to make Warren?
And Jack, you're the tech guy. So
you're his mom, right?
Stagecraft and stuff. The environment. What did you guys build as far as the environment out there that these players are going to accept as their setting?
Well, I'm not in charge of the construction. My co would be Ryan Bailey, and he built the set.
There you go.
And
now we have a whole other
best sets
plot,
we've ever built,
and that's Fastrada. And Taylor is Fastrada.
I think it reflects
Taylor
in a great way.
Ms. Fastrada. What is the deal with you and Charlemagne?
Are
you guys having a good relationship or what?
I think it's one of the most complex
probably
ones
not.
We've ever
I'm actually
built.
His second wife.
It rotates
right.
and
so I'm
spins,
Pippin's
and it's
stepmother.
All, you know,
and I have a son of my own,
yes.
Lewis.
Okay.
And
yes.
we're using
and
lots
so
of special
my
effects,
goal in life
lots
is to basically lighting effects, like
make
colors
Lewis the king. And so I will
like
do whatever it takes
really
to get into that goal.
Did you marry Charlemagne for that reason? Okay.
Probably,
lots of fog.
Charlemagne,
you're up
to
that? Kind of going into the kind of
I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I got to do a quick commercial break,
now,
and we'll be back
Taylor,
with more of
the
cast of Pippin.
Fosse
right
production
after
in 1972
messages. Had a incestuous relationship with Lewis being portrayed. How far are you going on that?
Wow.
We got magic here.
Halfway.
I can't remember. We had to do magic to get 11 people in this room. This is really cool, though. This is exactly how I envisioned we would do this way back in September when we put the radio station
I love those.
Having a group of folks from Hunter and Central here to talk about Pippin. You're listening to Good Morning Hunter, and I am Big C, and I got a whole bunch of people here to talk about the production that's going to take place on March 8th,
PG
9th and 10th, 7 o'clock at Hunter Central. There's also a special show we'll talk about for senior citizens. So,
and then I got
stay tuned. We're going to talk to all the cast.
11 people here.
Sexton.
Learn
about Pippin.
Now that,
I learned a lot about the show.
I will say,
there's a reason
for being here.
I also want to thank Superintendent Steffner for giving me the ability to have
the future between you and Pippin. Pippin. You got this guy
and her buy-in and being an advocate of this is super.
A while now,
and Ms. Enterline as well, things, who
and somehow
is in charge of the production. It's a pleasure to have her.
So at the end,
let's get started. We have a lot of people here. We're going to introduce them all. So I'm turning up the mic. So everybody, be quiet until you speak. There we go. I got all laughs already. Sir,
hi. I'm Lauren Dennis. I play Charlemagne.
Okay, Charlemagne.
Hi, I'm Taylor Beckman, and I play Frustrata.
Okay, what are you two?
Lauren, what's
a little
light?
Can you give me a little more about
senior?
what your vision
junior?
Is there?
Hi, I'm Caitlin.
Yeah, what do you see?
Well,
is it a long-term relationship?
Okay.
Is he just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else to
the
class
in
here?
Road,
I think I went through enough trouble to get here,
and I'm playing Catherine.
Okay, Catherine.
For a while.
But what does he think?
I'm a senior, and I'm one of the student directors.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
Hi, I'm Jack Roach. I'm a senior, and I'm the student technical director for the show.
Okay, Jack.
Hello, I'm Damien Quinn.
And why is that,
Pippin?
I'm a man. Okay. No, why is it that you're going to stay?
Hi, I'm Kara Hedlund. I'm a senior, and I'm the other student director
of
the show.
Okay, Ms. Enterline, you want to introduce yourself?
Very open
hi,
with
I'm
Ms. Enterline. You know,
I'm the director of the show, and drama.
There are no other barriers or Frustrata.
Okay.
Too many women. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track.
Pippin
and his lady.
Community, getting the kids in here to talk about the show
is
super.
Like
all right, let's get started. Let's start with
the
directors,
barriers,
Kara and Sarah.
Sex, and we've experienced,
can you, somebody give
you know,
me a little synopsis about this? Because I had to learn all this. Even though I grew up in the 70s, I didn't actually pay attention to this show until now. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to see when
you
get there at 8 on
March
8th. All of your concerns.
Sure.
You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see. And so now you're happy with just kind of going through life on the adult track, which is boring and uneventful.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
And
like
so
everything.
He tried a lot of things.
Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness. It's out of control here.
Okay. Now,
all right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I gave these guys a lot of questions.
All right, we got the
Pippin
cast in here. And we're going to get back
one of the
to
things
more
that
relationships and
this, that
and all
I thought
that now,
was remarkable. And
I got my man Warren here, Charlemagne, was prompting you with this. As I
Warren,
saw this as pretty much close
and
to the challenges
what's
that you
the
guys
deal with
faced
you
as young adults going into adulthood.
Yes.
And, so as directors, how are you getting the best out of these performers? What things were you doing to get the best out of them and get the best performance?
I'm very full of myself and don't.
I don't know.
Really
like whenever we like direct
else.
Them, we
okay.
tell them to think about something
Pippin
that will make them feel
of
that emotion,
that
like
that attention. And I just don't give it to
well,
him.
Well, for example, with Pippin, high school is really a time of finding yourself and figuring out what you want
to
do. Like, a lot of people are starting to think about college, what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So
that's
with Damien, a lot of the time we'll ask him to think about that, and that really helps him get into the character of Pippin.
Not being
Damien, you agree with that? Does that work for you, or you just say so? You're trying to.
No, yeah,
reach
sure.
out to you
I mean,
make your,
life is all
your
about
father
finding
notice
yourself
you? Is that
and,
not the deal?
You know,
yeah,
being right. comfortable with who you are, and that's the story of Pippin. You know, he's trying to...
sorry, guys. I work my butt off at school. And he didn't
so. What were you doing with a donkey at school?
We go through a number of trials and tribulations.
Good save, good save.
One of them happens to be...
that donkey must
well,
be very tired.
In a second.
The other thing I saw about
okay,
this
so you're feeling a little disheartened by your dad here.
Yeah, sure.
Can I ask if you
and
drew
one of them is
was there any
very
inspiration
distant.
For this
disheartenment?
That's France, way back in the Middle Ages. All you did was hear about that in history. The next one is 1970s, which for some of us was way back, and was a very weird time. It was so. And your parents probably told you all about it, and you went, "Wow, that's yeah, Mom, Dad, that was pretty weird." And now you have to put that all in perspective with what's going on in your life now. So
I've
how do you marry those three?
I've
what did you guys deal with?
Attention from before.
Well, I think that
acted,
it definitely
and
was a challenge
well.
Because
yeah, but you got to be
the
guy who's putting people
know,
down.
So I've
from our cast and our audience as well. So we had to make sure that the storyline becomes very clear, but we are actors and of course we overcame that challenge and I think the hard work definitely will show.
Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha. I didn't quite understand where she
fit in here? So tell me a little bit about what her role is in
the original
in this
play was from in 1972.
Do you guys have the same types of costumes that are reflective of 72, or do you update them for contemporary?
I live in the countryside, so he comes away from the
Well, I mean, the costumes are very different. They don't really reflect any.
Nope. Well, I'm sorry. They reflect the 70s. Yeah,
everybody does.
You like it or not. All the time at home.
I don't know.
Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual?
They definitely don't represent what we wear
today. You're his mom. Okay. So you did keep pretty much what Bob Fosse was trying to do back then.
Yeah,
okay. All right. And Jack, you're the tech guy. So and stagecraft and stuff. The environment. What did you guys build as far as the environment out there that these
And now we have a whole other
except as their setting.
That's Festrada.
Well, I'm not in charge of the construction of my
So Taylor or Ms. Felstrada, what is the deal with you and Charlemagne? Are you guys having a good relationship or what?
Probably not. I'm actually his second wife.
Right.
So I've been stepmother.
It's got lights
and
inside.
I have a son of my own.
Cool.
It's very out there as a set.
My goal in life is to basically
make Louis the king.
Louis the king. And so I will do whatever it takes to get him to that goal.
You know,
did you marry Charlemagne for that reason?
Okay.
And we're using lots
probably,
of special effects.
Yeah.
Probably.
Lots of light effects. Like
Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going
like
on? Or are you just
kind of... I'm just
really
kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Gotcha. Now, Taylor,
lots of fog.
Okay, so we're kind of going into the ether
being
okay. I got to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the cast of Pippin.
Wow.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Cheetah Rivera went,
okay. we got magic here. I love those.
We had to do magic to get 11 people in this room.
This is really cool, though. This is exactly how I envisioned we would do this way back in September when we put the radio station together.
So
having
so
a group
sort
of,
like of
folks from Huntington Central here to talk about Pippin. So you're listening to Good Morning Huntington. I am Big C, and I got...
Okay.
Good.
A whole bunch of people
and
here to talk
Catherine
about the production that's going to take place on March 8th, right?
Sexton
10th at 7 o'clock at Huntington Central.
Now that
is also a special
now,
show we'll
say,
talk about.
There's a reason you're citizens. So
sorry about that.
Stay tuned. We're going to talk to all the cast, 11 people
what,
here.
What do you think about the
learn about
the Pippin
and
you and
I learned a lot about
you
the show. So I want to thank you all for being in here. I also want to thank Superintendent Stephanie for giving me the ability to have
he makes
you
a decision
at
the end to be
her
with
permission
you
and her buy-in and being an advocate of this
I
is
think,
super.
Like, in the end
and
of the
Ms.
Show,
Enterline as well, who
is
in charge of the production. It's a pleasure to have her. So let's get started. We have a lot of people here.
Okay.
We're going to introduce them all. So I'm turning up the mic so everybody can be quiet until you speak. There we go. I got all the laughs already.
Sir,
light. Can you tell me a little more what your vision is there?
Okay, Charlemagne.
Vision?
Yeah, what do you see?
Hi, I'm Taylor.
Is it a long-term relationship? Is he just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
I'm a junior. And I think I went through enough trouble to get him.
Okay.
For a little while.
But what does he think?
Hi, I'm Ken Abbas. I'm a senior, and I'm playing.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
Upperclassmen here.
Hi, I'm Seton Helwig. I'm a senior, and I'm playing Catherine. It's not.
Okay, Catherine.
I'm sorry.
Why is that, Pippin?
I'm a senior, and I'm one of the student directors.
Why is it cool?
Okay.
No,
why is it that you're going to stay?
I'm a senior, and I'm the student technical director for the show.
Okay, Jack.
Hello, I'm Damian Quinn, and I'm playing Pippin.
I'm
a
man. Okay.
Like, there are no
hi, I'm Kara Hedlund. I'm
too many women. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady. Sorry,
it's
all
right.
You know, like
okay.
I don't know,
and again,
just,
I want to thank
like,
you so much for giving me the ability to do this. This is exactly what we had hoped for. Getting the community, getting the kids in here to talk about the show is super.
Expectations.
All right, let's get started. Let's start with the directors, Kara and Sarah. Can you somebody give me a little synopsis about this? Because I had to learn all this, even though I grew up in the 70s. I didn't actually pay attention to this.
You've seen
this show until
now.
You're
happy.
Tell us a little bit about what we're
going
to see when we get
going through life
on the adult track, which
is
boring and uneventful, right?
Yeah,
Charlene.
Okay. All right, we got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music. And we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit. Oh, my goodness. It's out of control here. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right. We got the Pippin cast in here, and we're going to get back to more relationships and all that now.
Okay. Now,
I got my man Warren here.
I gave these guys a lot of questions because I was it's a big
Warren,
test, right?
And Pippin.
One of the things that I
saw
about this that I thought was remarkable,
I don't know if you saw it until you saw my questions. Maybe Ms. Enterline was prompting you with this. Is I saw this as pretty much close to the challenges that you guys face as young adults going into adulthood.
I'm very full of myself.
So as directors, how are you getting the best out of these performers? What things were you doing to get the best out of them and get the best performance?
Disappointed with them throughout the show.
Well, I don't know. Like whenever we like direct them, we tell them to think about something that will make them feel that emotion.
Like,
so, I don't know. That's
well, for example,
really.
With Pippin, high school is really a time of finding yourself and figuring out what you want to do. A lot of people are starting to think about college, what they want
to
do for the rest of their
life. So you're trying to reach out
and
make your father notice you? Is that
the deal?
Yeah, right. I mean, I went to school and I worked my ass off.
Oh,
excuse me.
You just said whatever.
Sorry, guys.
I worked my butt off.
It was all about finding yourself.
What were you doing with a donkey at school? I don't understand.
Good save. Thank you. Corner of this guy and like be comfortable with himself and he's like
that donkey must be very tired. Yeah.
Okay,
and
so you're feeling a little disheartened by trials and tribulations.
Your dad here.
One of them happens to be.
Can I ask if you drew upon anything?
Well, I'll get
was
back to
any,
that in a second.
The other thing I saw about
this particular production is that you guys have to basically transcend three time periods.
But,
and one of them is, you know, very distant. That's France way back in the Middle Ages. You know, all you did was hear about that in history. The next one is 1970s, which for some of us was way back, and it was a very weird time. I was your parents probably told you all about it, and you went, "Wow, that's mom, dad, that was pretty weird." And now you have to put that all in perspective with what's going on in your life now. So how do you marry those three? What did you guys deal with?
Well, I think that it definitely was a challenge because with the three time periods, it could be confusing
for my character.
Okay. Now I had to do some digging, Caitlin, for Bertha.
I
didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this play.
I think the hard work definitely will show off when the audience comes to see it. And I think that definitely made us a better cast.
Okay. I have a quick question. The original play was from 1972. Do you guys have the same types of costumes that are reflective of 72, or do you update them?
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home.
Well, I mean,
actually,
the costumes,
I do.
The costumes are very
what did
different.
You do to him
they
to make
really
Warren to make him such a ruthless?
I'm sorry, they reflect.
You're his mom.
Whether you
okay.
like it or not?
Okay. Well, I don't know about that. Okay.
Well, I guess maybe I didn't.
Yeah.
The
yeah. They're very extravagant. They definitely don't represent what we
there
were
you
today.
Go.
Okay. So you did keep pretty much what. What Bob Fosse was trying to do back then.
Yeah, and now we have a whole other.
And Jack, you're the tech
Fastrata.
Guy.
So,
Taylor is Fastrata.
And stagecraft and stuff. So,
Taylor, the environment.
What did you guys build as far as the
Fastrata.
Environment out there?
What is the deal
that
with you and
Charlemagne?
Are you guys having a good relationship? Or
I'm not in charge of the construction.
Probably
my,
not. I'm
my
actually his second wife.
Right.
So, I'm Ryan Bailey, and he built the set.
And I have a son of my own.
I think it's one of the best sets we've ever built, if not the best.
My goal in life is to
basically
make Lewis the king.
It reflects Pippin.
So I will do whatever it takes.
Way. It's
all why?
To it's got
goal.
Lights
did
inside.
Did you marry Charlemagne
cool.
for that
it's
reason?
It's very out there as
probably,
a set.
Yeah.
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 I think it's one of the most complex
Charlemagne, are you up to that?
Built.
You understand what's going on? Or are you just
kind of... I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
Okay.
I don't know what's going on.
Gotcha.
70s,
gotcha.
I guess.
Now,
okay.
Taylor,
effects,
the Fosse production
effects, like
in 1972 had an incestuous
that,
relationship
really
with Lewis being portrayed. How far are you going
okay.
on that?
And lots of
fog.
Wow.
Okay. So we're kind of going
okay.
to the ether. Okay, I got
to
do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the cast of Pippin.
Ah!
A teaser. I love those. Okay. yeah, it was fairly strong in the
we
original.
Got magic here.
So
I can't. We
so
had to do magic
like
to get 11 people in this room.
This is really cool, though. This is exactly how I envisioned we would do this way, 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 way back in September when we put the radio station together.
And then I
having
got
a group of folks from Hunterdon Central here to talk about
sexting.
So you're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and I am Big C, and I
say there's a reason
a whole bunch of people here to talk about the production that's going to take place on March 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 o'clock at Hunterdon Central. There's also a special show we'll talk about for senior citizens. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to all the cast, somehow
11 people here,
to learn about Pippin, and at the end,
I learned a lot about the show.
So I want to thank you all for being in here. I also want to thank Superintendent Steffner for giving me the ability to have you folks come in. At her permission and her buy-in and being an advocate of this is super. And Ms. Enterline as well, who is in charge of the production. It's a pleasure to have her. So let's get started. We have a lot of people here. We're going to introduce them all. So I'm turning up the mic.
Is it a long-term relationship? Is he just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days? And then go out and try and find somebody else to
play Charlemagne. Okay, Charlemagne.
Hi, I'm Taylor Beckman, and I'm a
liar. But what does he think?
What do you two,
Warren, what does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks? Senior?
And I'm a junior.
Junior?
Hi, I'm Caitlin Pang, and I play Bertha.
It's not what you're doing is who you're with. Okay. And why is that,
Pippin? Hi, I'm Ken Abbas. I'm a senior, and I'm playing the leading player.
Oh, we got a lot of... No, why is it that you're going to stay?
Hi, I'm Seton Hoig. I'm a senior, and I'm playing Catherine.
Okay, Catherine.
I'm Sarah Jennings. I'm a senior, and I'm one of the student directors of the show.
Okay.
I am Jack Roach. There are no other barriers. And I'm Darth Estrada.
Too many women. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Okay. Pippin and his lady. Sorry, Z.
Hi, I'm Karen Hedlund. You know, I'm like, a senior, I don't know, just, and I'm the other like, student if, director. Like,
we've already okay,
Ms. Enterline,
the barriers,
you
want to
introduce
you know,
yourself?
Like, we've experienced sex, and we've experienced, you know, first love. And
okay, and again, I want to thank you so much for giving me the ability to do this. This is exactly what we had hoped for, getting the community, getting the kids in here. To talk about the show is super.
All right, let's get started.
You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see, and so now you're happy with just
somebody give me a little synopsis about this.
Because I had to learn all this,
track, which is
even though I grew up in the '70s, I didn't actually pay attention to this show until now. So tell us a little bit about what we're going to see.
All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up for some music, and we'll be talking more with these folks in a little bit.
Oh my goodness. It's out of control here. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, we got the Pippin cast in here, and we're going to get back to more relationships and all that now. I got my man Warren here, who's Charlemagne. Warren and Pippin, what's the deal with you two?
Well, Pippin's my son.
Now,
and
I gave these guys a lot of questions because I was gonna, it's a big test, right?
One of the things that I saw about this that I thought was remarkable, and I don't know if you saw it until you saw my questions, maybe Ms. Enterline was prompting you with this, is I saw this as pretty much close to the challenges that you guys face as young adults going into adulthood. So as directors, how are you getting the best out of these performers? What things were you doing to get the best
that's
out of them and get
it,
the
really.
Best
and
performance?
Then he kills me one
point. Yeah. Well, I don't know. Like, whenever we, like, direct them, we tell them to think about something that will make them feel that emotion.
Like? So you're trying to reach out and make your father notice you? Is that
really
the deal?
Yeah, finding yourself and figuring out what you want to do. A lot of people are
sorry, guys. I worked my butt off at school and he didn't
take it.
What were you doing with a donkey at school? I don't understand.
Yeah, right.
Good Damien, same, you agree? Thank you. Does that work for you, or you just say, whatever?
Oh, no,
that
yeah,
donkey
sure.
must
I
be
mean,
very tired.
Life is all about finding yourself. And, you know,
okay, so you're feeling
you
a little disheartened by your dad
you know,
here.
Find this corner of and, like, be comfortable
can I ask if you
like,
drew upon anything? Was there any inspiration for this disheartenment? And we go through a number of trials and tribulations. One of them happens to be, well, I'll get back to that in a second. The other thing I saw about this particular production is that you guys have to basically transcend three time periods. And one of them is, you know, very distant. That's what the France way back in the Middle Ages.
What did you do?
All you did was hear about that in history. The next one is 1970s, which for some of us was way back.
Right.
And it was a very weird time.
You've got to be the guy who's putting people in.
And your parents probably told you all about it, and you went, wow, that's, yeah, mom, dad, that was pretty weird. And now you have to put that all in perspective with what's going on in your life now. So how do you marry those
Caitlin? What did you guys deal with?
I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. So tell me a little bit about what her role is in this. In this play.
And so our audience as well. So we had to make sure that the storyline becomes very clear, but we are actors, and of course we overcame that challenge, and I think the hard work definitely will show off when the audience comes to see it. And I think that definitely made us better.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home.
Actually, I do.
What did you do with him to make him such a ruthless individual?
Or did you update him?
You're his mom. Mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me, Mom?
Well, I mean, the costumes are very different. They don't really reflect any.
I'm sorry. They reflect the 70s, whether you like it or not.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that. Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
And now we have a whole
other
plot.
They definitely don't represent what we
were
doing.
And Taylor is Fostrata.
Okay. So you did keep pretty much what Bob Fosse was trying to do back then.
What is the deal with you
and
Jack?
You're
the tech
guy.
Have a good relationship.
So
in stagecraft and stuff.
I'm actually his second.
The environment, right?
What did you guys build as far as the environment out there that these players are going to accept as their setting?
So my goal in life is
I'm not in charge of the construction. My co-chief
it
would
takes
be Ryan Bailey, and he built the set.
Did you marry Charlemagne?
I think it's
for
one of
reason?
The best sets we've ever built, if
probably,
not the best.
Yeah.
It's very well built.
Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or you just
kind of? I'm just kind of obsessed with myself.
It's very
now
out
Taylor. The Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Lewis. Being portrayed.
Very 70s, I guess.
How far are you going on that?
We're using lots of special effects. Lots of wow. Effects, like colors and
halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent really that Cheetah Rivera went, but
enhanced the show, I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. It's
and fog. Lots of fog.
Lots of fog.
So we're kind of rolling into the ether.
Okay, I got to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the cast
strong
of Pippin
right
after
the original.
Messages. It's a TV-14 type thing? PG-13?
Yeah, we are a high school production, okay. So it's not going to be to the extent that they
we got magic here.
Yes.
I had to do magic to get 11 people in this room.
Right?
This is really cool, though. This is exactly how I envisioned
now
that we would do this way back in September when we put
there's
the radio
a reason
station
for
together.
Sorry about
having
that
a group of folks from Hunter and Central here to talk about Pippin.
About the,
and
the
so you're listening
you
to Good Morning Hunter, and I am Big C, and I got
been
a whole bunch of people here to talk about the production that's going to take place on March 8th. 9th and 10th at 7 o'clock at Hunter Central.
At the end
there's also a special show we'll talk about for senior citizens. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to all the cast, 11 people here, to learn about Pippin, and I learned a lot about the show. So I want to thank you all for being in here. I also want to thank Superintendent Steffner for giving me the ability to have you
folks
light
come in.
Give me a little more about
what your vision
and her
is
buy-in and being an advocate of this is super.
What do you see?
And
is it a
long-term
relationship?
Is he just going
to
be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
We have a lot of people here. We're going
to
introduce them all. So I'm turning up the mic, so everybody be quiet.
But what does he think?
There we go. I got all the laughs already.
What does Pippin think? What do you think he thinks?
I'm Dennis. I play Charlemagne.
Okay, Charlemagne.
Hi, I'm Taylor Beckman. And I play for Strata.
And why is that?
What are you two, Warren? What grade are you in?
I am a senior.
No, why is it that you're going to stay?
Hi, I'm Caitlin Pang, and I play Bertha.
Built a good foundation of
Bertha.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ken Abbas. I'm a senior, and I'm playing the lead player.
Oh, we got a lot of upperclassmen here.
Hi, I'm Seton for Strata.
Wow.
Too many women. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track.
Pippin and his lady. Sorry,
I'm a senior. You
know, like, I don't know. It's just like if like we've already
Damien
Quinn and I'm playing Pippin.
I'm
a man. Okay.
And we've experienced, you know.
Hi,
love.
I'm Kara Hedlund. I'm a senior, and I'm the
expectations
other student director
of husband
of the show.
And wife.
Okay, Ms. Enteline, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Ms.
Enteline.
I'm the director of the show. And
okay,
drama,
and you've tapped all of your concerns.
Okay, and again, I want to thank you so much
did
for
your
world, giving
you've
me
been worldly.
To do
you've
this.
Got
this
you've
is
seen
exactly
everything
what
you need
we
to
had
see
for,
and so now you're happy with
community, getting the kids in here,
going through life
about
the adult
track, which is boring.
All right, let's get started. Let's start with the directors, Kara and Sarah.
Okay.
Give you a little
all right, we're
going to
take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather.
Yeah.
We're going to get set up for some music.
I didn't actually
pay
attention
more
to
with
these folks.
This show.
Oh,
my
goodness.
It's out of control here.
We're going to see when we get the
all right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The show is about.
All right, we got the Pippin cast in here, and we're going to get back to more relationships and.
And
all that now. I got my man
life.
Warren here, his Charlemagne.
Hi.
Warren. And
Pippin.
What's the deal with you two?
Well, Pippin's my son.
Yes.
And
he's next in line for the
throne. And I sent him off to
on his path
university to try
and
he's
trying
become
to lead
educated.
Up to the grand finale to put on the best show for the audience.
And now he's back.
Okay. Now
I'm very full of myself.
I gave these guys a lot of questions because I was. It's a big test, right?
Pippin kind of.
One of the things that I saw about this mm-hmm. that I thought was remarkable, and I don't know if you saw it until you saw my questions, maybe Ms. Enteline was prompting you with this, is I saw mm-hmm. this as pretty much close to the challenges that you guys face as young adults going into adulthood. So as directors, how are you getting the best out of these performers? What things were you doing to
so you're
get
trying
to
the best
reach
out
and
get
to make your father notice you? Is that the deal?
I don't know. Like whenever we like direct them, we tell them to think.
Sorry, guys. I worked my butt off at school, and you didn't
really
know.
What were you doing with a donkey at school? I don't know.
A lot of people are starting to think about college, what they want to do for the rest of their lives. So
that donkey must be very tired. Okay, so you're feeling a little disheartened by
Damien,
your
dad here.
Did that work for you, or you just say whatever?
Can I ask if you drew upon anything?
Life is all about finding yourself for this disheartened. Comfortable with who you are, and that's the story of Pippin. You know, he's trying to
my parents,
you know,
okay.
find this corner of the sky,
but,
and be comfortable with himself.
Sometimes
and he's like
the teachers and
fitting
stuff,
himself into every
really
nook and cranny,
like
but it's hard sometimes.
And
so
yeah, and that we go through a number of trials and tribulations. One of them happens to be, well, I'll get back to that in a second. The other thing I saw about this particular production is that
Warren,
you guys have to basically transcend three. Time
general
periods.
Disappointment and things.
And one of them is, you know, very distant.
From
that's France way back in the Middle Ages. You know, all you did was hear about that in history. The next one is 1970s, which for some of us was way back. And it was a very weird time. I was so. And your parents probably told you all about it, and you went, wow, that's. I didn't quite understand where she fit in here. And now. Tell me a little bit about what her role
what's going
is
on
in your life now. So how do you marry those three? What did you guys deal with?
Pippin is seeking advice. Well, I think that it definitely was a challenge because
I live in the countryside,
with the three time
so
periods, it could be confusing for our
kingdom,
cast
and
our audience as well. So we had to make sure that the storyline becomes very clear. But we are actors.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren to make him such a ruthless individual? You're his mom, right?
Question:
do you the original? Play was from in 1972.
I guess
do you guys have the same types of costumes that are reflective of 72, or do you update them for contemporary?
Okay.
well, I mean the costumes are very different.
And now we have a whole other plot.
No, and that's sorry, they reflect
Taylor's
whether you like it or not.
Okay, well,
so Taylor or Ms. Frustrata. What is the deal with you and Charlemagne? Are you guys having a good relationship
what
or what?
Okay,
so you did
I'm
keep pretty much what
the, right.
what
so
Bob Fosse was trying to do back then.
And I have a son of my own.
Yes. And Jack, you're the tech guy.
My goal in life is to basically
and stagecraft and stuff. The environment. What did you guys build as far as the environment out there that these mayors are going to accept as their setting?
Probably.
I'm not interested in the construction.
Charlemagne, are you up to that? You understand what's going on, or you just kind of?
I'm just kind of obsessed with myself. I don't know what's going on.
I think it's one of the best sets we've ever built.
Taylor,
the
Fawcett production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with
Lewis being portrayed.
Cool. How far are you going on that?
Out there as a set.
Wow.
Complex ones we've ever built.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that Chino Vera went.
You know, it's very 70s, I guess.
Okay.
And we're using lots of special effects. Lots of lights.
A teaser. I love those. Okay.
Really? enhance the show, I guess.
Yeah, it was fairly strong. Lots of fog. Okay, so we're kind of going into the ether.
Like, what, a TV-15 type thing?
Okay, I got to do a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with more.
Okay, so it's not going to be right after they went.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
And then I got Catherine Sexton, right? Sexton. I got Freud will say
we got magic here.
Everything.
I can't
sorry about
we
that
had
scene.
To do magic to get 11 people in this room.
This is really cool, though. This is exactly how I envisioned we would do this way back in September when we put the radio station together.
For a while,
having a group of folks from Hunterdon Central here to talk about Pippin. And so you're listening to Good Morning Hunterdon, and I am Big C, and I got a whole bunch of people here to talk about the production that's going to take place on March 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 o'clock at Hunterdon Central. There's also a special show we'll talk about for senior citizens. So stay tuned. We're going to talk to all the cast, 11 people here, to learn about Pippin, and I learned a lot about the show.
What your vision is.
So I want to thank you all for being here. I also want to thank.
Is it a long-term relationship?
Is he just going to be here for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else?
And her buying and being an advocate of this is super.
Okay.
And Ms. Enterline as well.
But what is he
in charge of the production? It's a pleasure to have her.
So what do you think he
thinks? Let's get started. We have a lot of people here. We're going to introduce them all. So I'm turning up the mic. So everybody, be quiet. Until you
why is that?
There we go. I got all the laughs already. Sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Dennis.
No, why is it that you're going to stay? Okay, Charlemagne.
Hi, I'm Taylor Beckman, and I play Fastrada.
Okay, what are you two? Warren, what grade are you in?
I am a senior.
Senior?
And I'm a junior.
There are no other barriers. Fastrada.
Too many women. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady.
A lot of upperclassmen here.
It's all right.
Like, I don't know, it's just, like, if
okay,
like we've already broken
Sarah
the barriers,
I'm
you know, like,
we've
experienced
the
sex,
the
and we've
okay.
experienced, you
Hi, I'm
know,
Jack Roach,
first
I'm
love,
senior, and I'm the student technical director for the show.
Expectations
okay,
of husband
Hello.
And wife. So
I'm Damien Nunn, and I'm playing Pippin. I'm
a man. Okay. Okay, and you've
hi, I'm Kara Headland. I'm a senior, and I'm the
You've been worldly. You've seen everything you need to see. And so now you're happy with just kind of going through life on the adult track.
And again, I
want to
thank you so much
and
for
giving me the ability to do this. This is exactly what we hoped for, getting the community, getting the kids in here.
All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather. We're going to get set up
right,
with some music.
Let's
and we'll be talking
with
more with these folks
Sarah.
In a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. It's out of control here.
Give you a little synopsis
all right,
about this today, and
we'll be right back.
Learn all this. Even though I grew up in the 70s, I didn't actually pay attention to this show.
More relationships.
Now,
so tell us a little
bit
about
that
what
now.
We're going to see when we get there.
I got my man Warren here,
sure.
Charlemagne.
The show is about Pippin, who is
Warren,
the son of King Charlemagne.
And Pippin.
He's the
what's the deal with you two?
Well, Pippin's my son.
Yes.
And,
fulfilling in his life.
He's next in line for the
trying
throne.
Trying to find something
off
that will make his life
university
worth living.
To try and
and
more
so
educated.
He tries a lot of different things to kind of find that. And meanwhile, the leading players
I'm very full of myself
and
don't pay attention to anyone
bringing him on his path towards fulfillment. And he's trying to up to the grand finale to put on the best show for the audience.
Okay. Now, I gave these guys a lot of questions because I was going. It's a big test, mm-hmm. right? So one of the things that I saw about this it, really. That and I thought was remarkable, and I don't know if you saw it until you saw my questions. Maybe Ms. Enterline was prompting you with this. As I saw this as pretty much close to the challenge.
So you're trying to reach out to young adults,
make your father notice you. Is that the deal?
So as directors, how are you getting the best out of these?
I worked my butt off at school, and he didn't. You know, he
what were you doing with a donkey at school?
Like,
I don't understand.
Yeah, right.
Good save. Good save. Thank you.
Like. That donkey must be very tired.
Really a time
okay, so you're feeling a little disheartened by your dad here. Can I ask if you drew upon anything? Was there any inspiration for this disheartenment? Damon, you agree with that? Does that work for you, or you just say whatever?
Oh no, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, life is all about finding yourself and you know, being comfortable with who you are, and that's the story of Pippin. You know, he's trying to. You know, find this corner of the sky and like be comfortable with himself, like deserve, and he's like so fitting himself into every nook and cranny, but it's hard sometimes. So
yeah, and we go through a number of trials and tribulations. One of them happens to be. I'll get back to that in a second. The other thing I saw about this particular production is that you guys have to basically transcend.
You
got to
be the guy who's
time period.
No, I know.
And one of them is very distant. That's France way back in the Middle Ages. All you did was hear about that in history.
Okay.
Now the next one is 1970s, which for some of us
I didn't quite understand where she fit in here.
And
so
it was
tell
a very
little bit about
time.
what her role is in this play.
And your parents probably told you all about it, and you went, "Wow, that's mom, dad, that was pretty weird." And now you have to put that all in perspective with what's going on in your life now. So how do you marry those three? What did you guys deal with?
Well, I think that it definitely was a challenge.
Everybody does that. I sing all the time at home. Actually, I do. What did you do to him to make Warren, to make him such a ruthless individual. You're his mom, right?
Yeah. Why'd you do that to me? And I think the hard work definitely will show off when
I guess
the audience
maybe
comes
I
to see it.
Okay.
And I think that definitely made us a better cast.
There you go.
Okay, I have a quick question. The original play was from in 1972.
There you go.
Do you guys have
and now
the
we have
types
a whole
of
costumes that are
plot.
Reflective in of 72, or do you update them for contemporary
strata?
I am.
So, Taylor,
the costumes are very different.
What
they
is the deal with you and Charlamagne?
No,
you
I'm sorry,
have a good
relationship they reflect the 70s, whether you like it or not.
Okay, well, I don't know, right? So I'm Ocean's stepmother.
And I have a son of my own.
Yeah, they're very extravagant.
Yes.
They definitely
so
don't.
My goal in life
we
is to basically.
Okay, so you did keep pretty much what Bob Fosse was trying to do back then.
Yeah. Did you marry Charlemagne for that?
And Jack, you're the tech guy.
Yeah.
So, Charlemagne, you have to start.
You understand
the environment. What did you guys
I'm just kind of obsessed with
the environment.
I don't know what players are going to accept as
their
setting.
The Fosse production in 1972 had a incestuous relationship with Lewis being portrayed.
I think it's one of the best sets we've ever built. If not the best set we've ever built, it's very well.
Wow.
I think it reflects.
Halfway? Okay.
Probably not to the extent that she
Why?
Went.
It's got light inside of it. It's very, it's very out there as
it's
a set.
Gonna have to and see.
a teaser. I love those. Okay.
Very 70s, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fairly
effects,
strong
lighting
in the,
effects,
in the
like
original.
But the,
so,
like that
so it's a, like a,
really
what, a TV 14 type thing?
PG
13?
Yeah,
okay.
We are a high school production.
Well, okay.
So
lots of fog. Okay.
So we're kind of going into
and then
the,
I got Catherine.
Ether.
Okay, I got to do a quick commercial break and then be back with more
now that,
of the cast.
See, now
of Pippin
Freud
right
will
after.
Say there's a reason for everything. Sorry about that, scene.
Okay.
What do you think about the future between you and Pippin? You got this guy.
We got magic here. I can't.
While,
we had to do magic to get 11 people in this room.
Somehow,
this is really cool, though. This is exactly how I envisioned we would do this way, 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 way back in September when we put the radio station together. Having a group of folks from Hunterdon Central here to talk about Pippin. And so you're listening to Good Morning Hunter, and I am Big C, and I got a whole bunch of people here to talk about the production that's going to take place on March 8th. 9th and 10th at 7 o'clock at 100 Central.
Can you give me a little
There's also
more
a special show we'll talk about for senior citizens. So
what do you see?
Well, stay tuned. Is it a long-term
to all the cast?
Is he just going to be there for about 3 or 4 days and then go out and try and find somebody else to show? So I want to thank you all for being in here. I also want to thank Superintendent Stepner for giving me the ability to have
what does Pippen think?
What do you think he thinks?
Her permission and her buy-in and being an advocate of this is super. And Ms. Enterline as well, who is in charge of the production. It's a pleasure to have her. So let's get started.
Why
we have
is it
a lot of people
stay?
Here. We're going to introduce them all. So I'm turning up the mic, so everybody be quiet until you speak. There we go. I got all the laughs already. Sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Dennis. I play Charlemagne.
Okay, Charlemagne.
Too many women. Too many women. It's so hard to keep track. Pippin and his lady.
I'm a senior.
Sorry, I'm a junior.
Junior?
You know, like, I don't know. It's just, like, if like we've already broken the barriers.
Hi, I'm
you know,
Ken
like,
Abbas. I'm a senior, and I'm playing the lead player.
And we've got a lot of upperclassmen
first
here.
Love.
Hi, I'm I'm a senior, and I'm playing
expectations
Catherine.
Of husband
Catherine.
And wife. So
I'm
not,
Sarah Jennings.
There won't
I'm a
be anything
senior,
unexpected,
and I'm one
of
the
so I can imagine it not working
okay.
out.
Okay,
hi,
and you've tapped
and
all
I'm
of your concerns. You've
okay,
you did your world. You've been worldly. You've got. You've seen everything as
a man.
Okay, so now you're happy with just kind of. Going through
hi,
life
I'm Kara Hedlund.
On the adult
I'm a
track,
senior,
which
and
is
I'm the other
boring and uneventful.
Yeah, right?
Okay,
yeah,
is that the one you want to introduce? Okay. All right, we've got to take another commercial break. We'll do the news, do the weather.
Again,
we're going to get set up
so
for some music.
Giving me
and we'll be talking more with these
exactly
folks in a little bit.
Oh, my
getting,
goodness.
Getting out of control here.
Getting the kids in here.
All right,
talk
stay tuned.
About
we'll be right back. The show was super.
All right.
All right, let's get started.
Pippin cast in here.
The directors, Kara and Sarah.
We're going to get back to a more relationship. And all that now.
Give me a little synopsis about this because
I had
to learn all this.
Even though I grew up in the 70s, I didn't actually pay attention to this
and
this show
deal with
until now. So tell us a little bit about what we're going
to
see when we get there on March 8th.
Next in line for the
sure.
Throne,
the show is about Pippin, who is the eldest son and, of King Charlemagne. He's the next in line to be king.
And now he's back.
And he's looking for something
fulfilling
in his life. He's trying to find something that will make his life worth living.
Pippin kind of
and so he tries a lot of different things to kind of find that. And meanwhile, the leading player is kind of manipulating the storyline.